The Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Cole's men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade Lady.
Well, hello, John, and hello again to everyone listening.
Story Parade Lady, your friends are waiting to hear your story for today.
Today, it's a magic story about a brother and a sister and an old witch.
Uh-oh.
And about how the brother and sister were lost in the woods until they found a house that was made of candy and things. Except the house belonged to the old witch.
Ooh.
And she wanted to eat the children for dinner.
But she didn't really, did she, Story Parade?
Now, listen. Listen and you'll hear the story for yourself. Once upon a time, there lived a little brother and sister. Hansel was the name of the boy, and Gretel was the name of the girl. Now, they lived with their father, who was a poor woodcutter, and with their mother, right near the edge of a mighty, mighty forest. Although the woodcutter worked very hard with cutting wood, it seemed that he could never sell the wood for enough money to buy enough food to eat.
Poor, poor people.
Poor people indeed. And so the day came at last when there was nothing left to eat in the house except a few pieces of bread. All the family was hungry, and the poor mother was very, very worried. But to make matters worse, an old witch from the forest had played a magic trick on the mother.
Good magic?
No, bad magic. Why, a mother's always kind and good to her children, you know. Except the witch had made some magic to make the mother cruel.
The poor woman.
Yes, and the poor children, too. For the woman told her husband to take the two children away into the woods and to lose them.
Well, the woodcutter didn't do it, did he?
Oh, no, because the witch hadn't played the trick of magic on him. But the woman fussed and fussed about it until at last the father promised to do it. He thought that the children might find some berries to eat in the woods, and besides, if they stayed at home, he knew they'd surely starve. But the children overheard the whispers about it, and they decided that they'd rather starve to death at home with their parents than to live in the forest alone with fruits and berries to eat. And they knew, too, that there was nothing they could say to change the minds of their parents. All they could hope to do was to find their way home again after their father had lost them in the woods. And so, the very next morning, away they went with him cheerfully. Now, a bird was singing in the first tree of the forest, but the father kept on going and going.
This way, my children, farther and farther into the woods.
And so they went on and on some more, and finally the father said,
Here, Hansel, here, Gretel. You stay here and play while I go on a bit farther to chop my wood. I'll come back for you soon.
The children watched him go. They were sad to see him leave because they knew that he meant to lose them. On he went and out of sight. And then Hansel said,
Don't worry now, Gretel. I can find our way home again. I dropped little crumbs of bread as we walked through the forest this morning. I didn't eat my share of the bread Father gave us for our lunch. And now it's a trail of crumbs that'll lead us home again.
Oh, Gretel thought that Hansel was a very smart brother indeed, until he said,
Oh, Gretel, the crumbs of bread are gone. They aren't on the ground anymore. The birds have eaten them.
Yes, Hansel and Gretel were lost in the woods. They looked and looked to find their way home, but they couldn't. Oh, and once they were terribly frightened at the rustle of bushes nearby. A great big animal was hiding there. But Hansel whispered,
Don't worry, Gretel. I'll protect you. Only a cow.
Yes, only a cow. But the children still were lost. And suddenly, up in the tree above them, there in the tree, was the very same bird who had watched them early that morning at the edge of the woods.
Let's follow him, Gretel.
And away they ran after the bird. It flew from tree to tree ahead of them, never flying too fast, for the bird was wanting them to follow. Now, the children didn't know it, but the bird was really the old witch disguised with magic to look like a bird. And she was the very same old witch who had brought the black magic to the children's mother. You know, to make her want to send the children away. For never without the black magic would she ever have been so cruel. So the children followed the bird, who was really the old witch, until at last Hansel said,
"Look, Gretel, the bird has stopped. See it there in the tree? And it seems to be changing color."
And the bird was indeed changing color from a pretty gray to a dirty, dirty brown. It was really the witch who was changing from a pretty bird to an ugly bird, and then on back into herself again. No longer did she have a pretty bird song. Now she had a horrible cry like this. Oh, but the children quickly forgot about the bird, for Hansel was saying,
"Never mind about the bird, Gretel. For look, look there at the little house."
Oh, my, yes, because close by them, almost hidden by the trees, was a wonderful, wonderful little house. It was really a magic house. The sides were made of chocolate cake. Yes, and the roof was made of cookie shingles. And the chewing gum bush grew outside the door. It was covered with sticks of chewing gum. And the doors and the windows were made of all kinds of candy. Hansel said,
"Gretel, look! No longer shall we be hungry."
And then Gretel answered, "Oh, Hansel, I want a piece of the window to eat."
"You shall have it, Gretel, dear. Just look how the windows are made of crystal candy, as clear as glass. Here, let me break you a piece. Oh! There now! I break on a piece of chocolate wall for myself. Oh!"
But from inside the house came a voice that said,
"Nibbly, nibbly, nibbly mouse.
Oh.
Nibbly, nibbly, nibbly mouse. Who is it who
nibbles
in my house?"
"Oh, me. 'Tis my lady wind that blows. And round about the house she goes."
"Don't go away, my children. I'm coming out."
"Don't you be afraid, Gretel."
And Gretel tried not to be afraid, although she really was just as frightened as Hansel was. And then the old witch opened her door.
It's an old lady.
"Ah, well, well. Two lovely children. Come inside, my pets. Come inside. No one will hurt you."
And Hansel and Gretel did go in, and the door slammed by itself behind them like this. And quick as a flash of lightning, the old witch grabbed hold of Hansel, and she shoved him in a cage and locked the door. Just like that. And of course, Gretel wouldn't try to run away without her brother. And then the old witch told them at last who she was and just what she intended to do. She said,
"Foolish children, I'm a witch. The same witch who caused you to be lost in this forest. And now, my children, I'm going to feed you, and fatten you up. And then I'll eat you for dinner."
Well, when the old witch said that she was going to fatten the children with a lot of food and eat them for dinner, oh, they were terribly frightened, of course.
Oh, Story Parade lady, I'd be frightened, too, if I were in Hansel and Gretel's place.
Oh, yes. And in the days that followed, Hansel lived in the cage to eat and make himself fat. And Gretel, poor Gretel, had to chop wood and scrub the floors and carry the water and even rub the old witch's back when she had the rheumatism. And Gretel never had enough to eat. No, the old witch saw to that. Gretel had to take Hansel the best of the food to fatten him up. And every day the old witch would come by Hansel's cage, and she'd say,
"Stick out your finger through the bars, my boy, and let me feel how fat you're getting."
But every day, Hansel would stick out a chicken bone through the bars to make the witch think that it was his finger. So, of course, it seemed that he was never getting any fatter. You know, a witch can't see very well, or else she'd have seen that the bone wasn't Hansel's finger at all. Now, finally one day, the old witch got tired of waiting, and she decided to eat Hansel anyway, fat or skinny. And this is what the old witch said.
"Here, Gretel, my dear. Go out and bring me some wood for the stove. Today I'm going to cook somebody."
Well, of course, poor Gretel had to do just as she was told, But Hansel said...
Don't cry, Gretel. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. They hope, yes.
Everything's going to be all right. For now my fire is burning bright for me to cook a pie tonight.
And the old witch opened the oven door. It was really an oven cage with a sound like this. Gretel could see that the oven was hot all right, although the old witch couldn't, because, you know, a witch can't see very well. Oh, yes, they have a good nose to smell things like an animal does, but they can hardly see at all because their eyes are red. Well, anyway, Gretel pretended that the oven door wasn't big enough for her to crawl in, and she told the old witch that it wasn't. But the old witch only said,
Don't be silly, my girl. Of course the door is big enough. Why, I could crawl in there myself.
So the old witch bent down by the door to show that it was big enough even for her to crawl in. And when she did, Hansel shouted,
Quick, Gretel, quick! Push the old witch in the oven!
And Gretel did push the old witch in the oven, and she closed the door in a hurry like this. That was the end of the wicked old witch. But after the old witch was no more, well, the bad magic went away from the children's father and mother, and out the parents went through the woods to find their children, fearful lest something had happened to them.
Hansel! Gretel! Hansel! Gretel!
Here we are, Father. We're both safe. And look what we have.
Yes, Hansel and Gretel were carrying with them diamonds and gold and money that they'd found in the old witch's house. And it was their money now. So never again were they or their parents hungry again. And they all lived happily ever after. Yes, and that's the end of the story of Hansel and Gretel. But next week, we shall have the story of the three wishes. Three wishes that really came true.
Boys and girls, be sure to listen next week at this time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the three wishes. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade Lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the script. Now this is John Allen saying goodbye until next week.